headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Mia and Archer with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, plant breeders' rights are being questioned because disagreements over royalties are endangering future food security. In Australia, the agricultural sector could lose millions each year due to delays and failures to pay royalties for new plant varieties. Leaders in the industry are cautioning that if the issue isn't resolved, seed companies might stop investing in crops that can withstand climate challenges. There are demands for a simpler system, and people involved are waiting for IP Australia to make changes that protect new ideas in farming. Fog has rolled across Queensland this morning, causing vision issues and diverting some flights around the Brisbane airport. The Bureau of Meteorology reported that the fog stretches from Brisbane across Ipswich and reaching as far as Toowoomba. Visibility at Brisbane Airport fell to around 450 metres early this morning, though the fog is expected to disperse by mid-morning. In national news, the nominations for the 2025 Australian of the Year Awards is underway, with thousands of nominations flooding in from across the country, all boiling down to four awards. Then the NADC Chief Executive Mark Fraser stated that it's about recognition, and even being nominated in itself can be the recognition and acknowledgement that people deserve. The awards highlight that we as a nation have a lot of challenges, but this is one thing that can bring us together. Nominations close on the 31st of July.
Belconnen Skate Park in Canberra has received a much-needed upgrade in order to give local skaters better facilities. The park was upgraded with a fresh coat of paint, freshly filled holes, and a brand new 7-metre vert ramp. Katie Pike, a local skater, narrowly missed out on qualifying at the 2024 Paris Olympics, said that the upgrade would breathe new life into the town's skate scene. In international news, the Japanese government has eradicated floppy disks from its systems, concluding a lengthy modernization effort to eliminate over 1,000 regulations tied to the outdated technology. Digital Minister Taro Kono declared victory, marking a significant step in updating the country's bureaucracy, with plans now turning towards phasing out fax machines and paper filing practices. Free weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge that